This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the umlaut above the U in your heavy metal puzzle from the 80s. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guests are heavyweights in the world of puzzles. They are David Spira, Lisa Spira, and PG Law. They are the experts of all experts on escape rooms. They founded Room Escape Artist, which is a website that runs funny and useful reviews and news about escape rooms. They also have a podcast, The Reality Escape Pod, which Greg and I recently were guests on, so check that out. Welcome, David, Lisa, and PG.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having us again.
We are delighted. So today's puzzle is about escape rooms, or more about rooms. We call it other rooms. So I'm going to give you some hints to other types of rooms, not escape rooms. The hints might be a little twisty, but you are puzzle experts, so I think you're up to it. For instance, if I said this room is filled with arm joints, like joints in your arm, that might be
Elbow room.
She knew it. I shouldn't have even said it. Okay, so first one. Are you ready? This is a room where you might store crushed talcum or crushed cocoa or crushed chili.
Oh. It sounds like a room for powdering.
Powder room. Exactly. And by the way, I realized when looking up, crushed talcum is redundant because talc is crushed into talcum. So I realize that. And if there are people who wanted to email me, go ahead. But just know that I did.
The more you know.
How about this room? What would you call a room where you do your putting for golf?
The green room.
The green room, which those who can't see, PG is in a green room as we speak. Totally. Are you going to do some special effects later? Is that why you've got it up?
Yeah, we're going to green screen in like just images of my face and David's floating around for your social media.
I can't wait. Well, I am going to actually break tradition and I'm going to pause our game for just a few minutes because I feel it's a special opportunity. You have done so many escape rooms and you have so much knowledge about puzzles. I just wanted to give listeners a taste. And last episode we established, David and Lisa, you're over 1,100 escape rooms now. And you met in an escape room, right? Is that correct?
We didn't meet in an escape room. We met right after I had played my first one. And I was...
We were in a bar. There had been a snowstorm. He was telling me about this cool game where they'd solved all these puzzles. And I was like, that sounds interesting. He asked for my number, and here we are.
So I asked for a number.
There you are.
That's how nerds do it.
Well, David, you told me in the interview for the Puzzler book that when you first started doing escape rooms, doesn't happen as often now, but you were like, when you came out, it was like you had just dropped LSD. It was like you had somehow like tapped into some higher level.
When you emerge from an escape room, you feel very aware of your senses and you feel very aware of your surroundings. And so you look at, you know, a number on the side of a building and you're like, I wonder if that's a code to something. It feels like a little bit of a trip.
Interesting. So is that how QAnon started? People did escape rooms and then
I think they should just stick to escape rooms. I think they'd have more fun.
That's the way to save America. I love it. All right. Well, tell me, I'm just going to go down sort of a lightning round of questions. Tell me favorite escape rooms of the hundreds you've done.
I have a personal favorite, which is from a company called Strange Bird Immersive in Houston, Texas. The game is called The Man from Beyond. It's the story of a Houdini seance, and it is so incredibly moving. I am not ashamed to say this is an escape room that made me cry.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
That is lovely. That is, I have never cried in an escape room. I've screamed with frustration. And what about you, Lisa and PG?
I have a favorite. It's a newer one in Montreal called Forgotten Cathedral at Escaparium. And I really feel like this escape room takes you on an adventure with unexpected moments in an amazing set with incredible puzzle interactions that forward your story. It's magnificent.
Mm. So is it a cathedral? Are you like lighting candles and saying prayers? What's going on?
Oh, it's a cathedral, yes.
Interesting.
It's huge.
All right. Really? All right, MPG?
I'm going to talk about a game that's a little bit different. It's called Stay in the Dark. It is in the Netherlands, and it takes place in an abandoned five-story chemical warehouse. It's insane. So, I mean, I've done scary rooms, but there's nothing like looking down a dark hallway, and the end of it is just engulfed in darkness. And you know that you have to walk down there at some point.
That is.
You're solving puzzles. You're being chased by like a crazy serial killer. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, that does sound, that's amazing. Well, haven't there been escape rooms in coffins and things like that? An escape coffin?
I had that on the list of weird escape rooms to talk about.
Oh, good.
Being All right. locked in a coffin.
You did it though? You were in one?
David did, I think.
We did.
We have. This game doesn't exist anymore for some fire code reasons. Back in the early days of this, we were a lot more irresponsible. But yeah, it was two adjacent coffins that two players would be locked in. And you would play your entire game within your own coffin and have to find a way to collaborate with the person next to you.
Oh, interesting. So you two were, it's very romantic, a nice romantic date, side-by-side coffins.
Yes, we played it on a terribly hot day in the middle of the summer, and we were just sweating in these coffins. It was quite an experience.
I will say, though, I've been to escape rooms. These were the early days when it wasn't air-conditioned, and I took off my shirt. I was with my family. Oh, that,
did
you know what? That's a
did
segue.
Did you start you the nudist rumor?
I did not start it, but I certainly publicized it. All right, we were going to get to this a little later, but in my book, I was talking to one escape room designer, and I asked him, what are some interesting tidbits about escape rooms? He says, well, one of the big consumers of escape rooms are nudists, because they can go into an escape room, take off their clothes, solve the puzzles, and come out. And no one's the wiser. You can't do that at a bowling alley or a movie theater. And so I love this fact. I put it in the book. And then David and Lisa did some deep dives to see how true this was. And what did you come up with?
We're aware of one individual and the group that he plays with who does this on a semi-regular basis, but I wouldn't say that it is a big driver of traffic for escape rooms.
I still say it's like 25-30% of the business, and I'm going to stick to that.
your version of reality is probably more fun than mine.
All right, well, let's go back to the puzzle just briefly. Remember, it's a puzzle about rooms. And we have one more room for you. This is a room where you might keep your poker chips.
Ooh. This kind of stumped us here with this
poker
one.
Poker chips. Yeah. Okay. So
let me know if you need a hint. I'm here.
Where you would keep your poker chips. So gambling, casinos.
Yeah. More specific to poker chips. What are poker chips used
more
for?
More betting. Okay. Betting. The betting room. Is that what
well,
it's
that's
called?
That's a good one. I'll give you half credit. It's called the bedroom, I think. no, this is, well, what do you use chips for? You for betting and if you want to
wager
enter a poker game. If you want to enter a hand, you might
ante,
have to use your...
Ante room.
Well, yeah. Ante chamber, according to the internet. It's also called an ante room, but maybe that's a little, that's interesting.
What?
All right. Okay. Listen, bonus points since it's not as common as ante chamber.
Not what? Big gamblers over here.
What is an ante room? Is that like the room before your bedroom?
I guess so. Yeah. Or it's where you keep your poker chips.
Or it's where you keep your aunt.
Exactly. Either kind. All right. Great job. Thank you for the peek inside the world of escape rooms. Lisa, David, PG, everyone should go to where?
Oh, you can find the podcast at Reality Escape Pod. It is available everywhere and on YouTube. For escape room tips, information, and reviews, you can go to roomescapeartist.com, and they also run escape room tours. So if anybody's interested in going on a tour to go play escape rooms with a group of people, you can go check that out on their website.
We'll take you to some world-class games.
Love it. Well, great job. And before we wrap up, as always, for the puzzlers at home, here is an extra credit puzzle. This is a room where you might practice your shouts for dog sledding. What do you say when you are dog sledding? This is that kind of room. You will get the answer to the extra credit on the next episode. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. If you are enjoying it, tell your friends, and we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer, here up from the Puzzle Lab to give you the answer to the extra credit from our previous episode. We played a palindrome game with David and Lisa Spira and PG Law from Repod, the Reality Escape podcast, and the Room Escape Artist website. We gave them palindrome clues, all themed to them and their podcast. The first one I gave you was escape from one of the Repod hosts informally, and that would be Evade Dave. I don't actually know if he goes by Dave. I know him as David, but that's why it's informal. And the other one was a suitable response to what's that damage to your shirt, Law? Now, if you remember, PG Law was a contestant on the show Survivor, so her shirt might have been damaged during one of those episodes. And the answer she would give is a rip, Spira, using the surname of her questioner, David and or Lisa. So those are your two answers. Thanks for playing along with us, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more information.
info now.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.